ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the Fijian-born weightlifter Eileen Thikamatana just keeps on raising the bar, quite literally, breaking three world records over the weekend. Now, it's a big loss to Fiji because she's inching closer to becoming an Australian and possibly could wear the green and gold at next year's Olympics in Japan. Now, a dispute with the Fiji weightlifting body saw the Commonwealth gold medalist move to Australia. She's now an Australian permanent resident and in the process of applying for citizenship here so that she can compete on the world stage. Our reporter Gemma Piali went to see Eileen Thikamatana and her record-breaking performance at the Australian National Junior Weightlifting Champions in Sydney at the weekend.
155 kilos, third final attempt for Eileen Thikamatana.
At just 19 years of age, Eileen Thikamatana has been described as one of the greatest athletes in the sport of weightlifting. Competing in the weight category of 87 kilograms at the Australian Junior Championships in Sydney, she managed to smash 46 records in just the one day. That includes three world records, two for her clean and jerk lifts and one for her overall total of 269 kilograms. But Thikamatana isn't stopping here.
I feel very happy. And since all my hard work paid off, only in the clean and jerk, it was good, but in the snatches I could have done it, but so I've got some few mistakes to work on, so I'll definitely work on that in the next training sessions.
The president of the Australian Weightlifting Federation, Sam Coffer, has described Thikamatana's previous performances as simply sensational, and this performance was no different.
I think everyone in the audience was like me. I think we had, some of us had tears in our eyes because we don't see this sorts of performances every day of the week, particularly in a sport of weightlifting where it's such a strength sport.
As a permanent resident, Thikamatana can claim the Australian records she broke, but she can't officially claim the Oceania, Commonwealth and World records until she receives her Australian citizenship. And it's still unclear when she'll receive her blue passport. She also has to wait until she can represent Australia on the world stage, making it a challenge to be able to qualify for next year's Tokyo Olympics. Her coach, Paul Coffer, says while the situation is unfair, he's looking forward to seeing Thikamatana break future world records.
She's missed two world senior championships. I suppose it's unfair, it's wrong what is happening to this young girl. But anyone would have packed her in. But she didn't. She just goes on better than ever. And what she says is, I have time. The whole world is in front of her. Nothing will stop her. And she is one of the greatest I've ever coached in 53 years.
During the performance, there was another special supporter watching from the grandstand, her mother, Maria Thikamatana, who flew in from Fiji to represent the family. She says she's proud of her daughter and supports her decision to move to Australia.
Actually, I've seen a great change in her moving here. I think it has done her really well. And when I was watching one of her training sessions with just her outfit, and I called her in the evening, I told her, hey, you look really big and beautiful. I didn't notice it when I first saw you when I came in on Wednesday.
While it's been difficult to be away from family, Thikamatana says she's focused on her future.
It's been difficult, but sacrifices and commitment at the end of the day, it's hard work, yeah. If you miss family, you'll get homesick. You won't be able to achieve what you're trying to. But if you sacrifice and commit yourself to what you really want in the future, then there's no doubt about it, yeah. I feel very appreciated. Where since I came in, everyone welcomed me with open arms and heart. I feel very blessed to have them, and for them to support me in my training is just something out of the world.
Last year at the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast, Thikamatana won gold for Fiji. But when she competes at the next Games or even the Olympics, she'll be accepting her award under the Australian flag. And she's not dwelling on the disagreements she had with Weightlifting Fiji in the past.
Gave them a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games, yeah. Things happen, it happened, and we can't turn back time. So I'm looking towards my future and what's good for my future.
The young athlete will be celebrating her 20th birthday next month. And according to those in the weightlifting community, she has a bright future ahead in the sport.
In my opinion, one of the greatest athletes today in Australia.
And that's the way to finish your weightlifting competition.